Manu Patra alerts dated 3 October 2018. Justice Rajan Gogoi has taken oath as the 46th Chief Justice of India. He succeeds Justice Deepak Mishra, who retired on 1 October. Delhi High Court has refused to allow an ailing undertrial prisoner to wear jeans and sports shoes in jail, asserting that his fundamental rights are subject to reasonable restrictions owing to him being in prison. NGT has passed directions on a petition for implementation of necessary steps to control and stop the release of VOCs like benzene, toluene and xylene during transfer of petroleum products. Supreme Court has observed that fraud vitiates the solemn proceedings and such plea can be set up even in collateral proceedings immaterial of the label of proceedings. Supreme Court has directed hospitality company OYO and one-time rivals Hostel Hospitality towards arbitration to settle their dispute that followed a terminated acquisition. Supreme Court has reiterated in a case where special power of attorney had filed the complaint that a check bounce complaint filed by the power of attorney would be maintainable in law. Supreme Court has said if protesters turn violent and vandalize property, their leaders must present themselves for questioning at a police station within 24 hours, failing which they will be proceeded against as suspects first and absconders later. Delhi High Court has granted police protection to a lesbian couple who approached the High Court following the Supreme Court's recent path-breaking judgment which held that consensual sex among adult homosexuals is not a crime. Delhi High Court has ruled that it is not mandatory to give Aadhaar and voter ID details of students, along with that of their siblings and parents, for the purpose of admission of students in schools in the capital. Delhi High Court has upheld the Medical Council of India's MCI amended regulation mandating those wanting to study medicine in a foreign university to clear NEET. Delhi High Court has granted relief to Gautam Navlakha and said that Supreme Court last week had given him the liberty to approach appropriate forum within 4 weeks to seek further recourse, which he has availed. Bombay High Court has refused to hear a petition filed by a group of citizens against the Muslim Women, Protection of Rights on Marriage, Ordinance, 2018, as a similar petition is pending before the Apex Court. Bombay High Court has quashed a case of criminal intimidation against two persons and directed them to do community service for a month by helping in the cleaning of a beach in Mumbai. Bombay High Court has said that it is time for the civic body to formulate a policy guideline for allowing redevelopment of areas by demolishing old buildings and in the industrial zone, keeping in view the sensitive zones. Madras High Court has restrained three advocates from practicing in any court in Tamil Nadu and Puducherry pending disposal of a petition seeking action against them for alleged illegal activities. Madras High Court has directed authorities to remove the reference to any caste in the names of roads and streets in Thlessur Town Panchayat in Thiruvannamalai district. Madras High Court has said that powers under constitution are provided to administrators to protect taxpayers' money and pointed out that taxpayers' money spent on beautification and for other facilities for construction of new secretariat has become a national waste. Allahabad High Court has refused protection to a couple, a homosexual and a transgender, who had approached the court alleging that they were being harassed by their relatives and said state has no role to play in such private affairs. Allahabad High Court has reiterated that lives of married couples cannot be interfered by anybody and they are entitled to living peacefully without such interference. Allahabad High Court has held that the tax cannot be imposed by way of circular without making the amendment to the relevant notification. Patna High Court has initiated SUO Motu contempt proceedings against Mr. Anand Kishore, chairman of the Bihar School Education Board, BSEB, for failing to grant affiliation to a school despite court orders. NCLT has allowed MCA to supersede IL&FS board with six new directors after the government moved a petition to remove the previous board of directors. NGT has directed the Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited, BPCL, to look into the issue of grant of contract for supply of absolute alcohol or ethanol to manufacturing units which are running without permission of the Petroleum and Explosive Safety Organization, PESO. NGT has given its nod to the revival of the iconic Puran Kila Lake by laying impermeable plastic lining on its bed and has rejected the claim that the project was being undertaken in a manner which would damage the environment. ITAT, Mumbai has held that the excess remuneration paid to the director of the government cannot be disallowed since there is no requirement to get approval from the central government.